Mom Girl, Jess Hill, Mac Hunter, and the Aching Heart Foundation. It's April 10th at the Legion on Commercial Drive. Be part of the movement.
Morning After Show, every Tuesday at 11:30 a.m. You can listen at www.citr.ca or at 101.9 FM. The Morning After Show, 10 years playing your future favorite song.
On May 12, 2009, BC is faced with a provincial election. Students should vote. When we speak up, they will listen.
Vote for candidates who support a reduced tuition to increase access to better education, better transit, and adequate funding to universities.
On May 12, vote in the BC elections.
This is a message brought to you by the AMS External Office, authorized by the AMS, registered sponsor under the Elections Act, 604-822-2050.
On May 12, 2009, British Columbians will again be voting on whether to adopt the new voting system recommended by the BC Citizens Assembly on Electoral Reform, BCSTV. BCSTV is a more representative system in which elected representatives accurately reflect and are accountable to the will of voters. If you're interested in helping the campaign to bring fairer voting to BC, you can email us at fairvoteubc@gmail.com or visit the campaign website for more information at stv.ca. A message from the UBC Fair Vote Club.
On May 12, 2009, BC is faced with a provincial election. Students should vote. When we speak up, they will listen.
Vote for candidates who support a reduced tuition to increase access to better education, better transit, and adequate funding to universities.
On May 12, vote in the BC elections.
This is a message brought to you by the AMS External Office, authorized by the AMS, registered sponsor under the Elections Act, 604-822-2050.
Zoo. I am a scorpion, reptilian, spikes curled into my arachnid body. I know what my venom can do. I will carry my ugly babies on my back when I need to, because I am their mother. I am a boa constrictor in a glass cage, still, but so powerful. I can see you lazily looking in with amazement at my massively long body, so soft and it shines, but I can squeeze you to death if you choose to look too hard. If you bang on the glass too long, I can see you too. I am a desert beetle on display. I smell unfamiliar and glint beautifully like a jewel. You want to hang me on your neck forever, but I am just foraging for food. I am a cornered animal in this museum of beauty, and remember, the cage is there for a reason. If you get too close, I will not be blamed if I strike. You are listening to Audio Text on CITR 101.9. It's kind of an odd time to be doing a poetry show. It's the last day of school and the block party is going on, so I'm a little bit incongruent here on the show. But hopefully you'll listen in and you'll enjoy it just as much as I usually do. So, today, what do we have for you? We have some listings. I've lost my listings. We have no internet right now happening, unfortunately, so I'll try to remember everything from just my head, which I'll be lucky if I can do that. The one thing I know for sure, we do have something happening at Raw Canvas tonight. It's an open mic. It happens on every second Wednesday at Raw Canvas. It's 1046 Hamilton Street. And It's just basically music, poetry, drumming, art, whatever. It's a really awesome event. It happens once a month, and I'm almost always there. I might do some open mic tonight myself. So hopefully, if you go check that, it'll be really great. I think it starts up around 8 o'clock. Couple of other things happening tonight. Can't remember them right now. Hopefully the internet will kick in, and I'll remind you of that stuff later. But a couple of things I did want to talk about. First of all, that poem you heard at the beginning of the show is mine. Normally, I don't read my own poetry, but it was something that came out of something that's happening right now, which is called the Poem a Day. challenge on Poetic Asides, which is a blog. I think it's blog.writersdigest/poeticasides. It's amazing that I can remember that. But it's just basically they have a prompt every day, and you just write whatever you can. And so I came up with this one about scorpions and boa constrictors, and I kind of liked it, so I thought I would show it off. April is Poetry Month. That's what's so exciting right now, Poetry Month, and that's why this poem a day thing is happening right now, and that's why we should all get up there and do what we can. Join in on the challenge if you want to. It's been amazing for me. I've been writing a lot more, and that's been awesome, at least on my side, so you should definitely check that out if you can. The blog is called Poetic Asides. You can probably just Google it if I gave you the wrong address. Another thing happening this week is there's going to be an... It's called the Ignite... workshop, youth poet, culch. I don't remember what it's called. I don't have my my sheet up in front of me. But that's going to be happening this Friday, April 10th. And there are going to be some young poets who worked with mentors, including Arcee Wislowski, Barbara Adler, and Brendan McLeod. And I interviewed Adric Brock, who is taking part in this event this Friday, and he'll give you the details about that. So check it out. That's coming up right away. So Adric, tell me about this event that's coming up on Friday.
So this event is called the Ignite Spoken Word Incentive, and it's a culmination of the work that myself and five other young poets from the age of 16 to 21 have been doing over the past few months. And like I said, it's a culmination of our work within this program, and this program has been about a three-month experience working with Arcee Wislowski, Barbara Adler, and Brendan McLeod. They've been our spoken word mentors, mm-hmm. and we've been meeting on our own time individually with these people, and we've been doing bigger sort of group seminars, as it were, with the different Ignite participants, and there are three different categories. One is spoken word, one is songwriting, and one is dance. So the show is happening this Friday, and it's happening at the Van City Culture Lab, which is the studio space in the new Kulch Theater. And there's one show at 7 and one show at 9. And just for the logistics, the price is $2 for youth, $7 for students, and $10 for adults. And the shows, we'll have two of them in the night, and the shows are going to be just over an hour long. And what we've done is we've taken the poems that we've been working on over the past few months. Most of them are spoken word poems, really explicitly performative poems. But there's definitely a handful of poems that are sort of being experimented with in a theater space that might traditionally be called page poems or text-based poems. And what we've done is we've taken six of these poems and we've turned them into group pieces. And it's a really dramatic, sort of experiential way to watch poetry. We're using a lot of different sort of theatrical-based tactics because all of the participants, all of the youth who are doing this program come from a sort of theater or improv background. And what we've been able to do is throw together some really, really cool montages, and we work with speaking in unison, and we're going to work with theater effects, so things like staging and lighting and multimedia. And then, of course, sprinkled into the evening are going to be... six or seven of our own individual poems, just spotlit. Some have music, and some are just purely vocal.
Sounds great. So how did you yourself get involved in the program?
I had heard about the program through the Youth Slams, which happen every month at Café du Soleil, and Arcee Wislowski was promoting it because naturally he was one of the mentors in the program. And there was an audition process and a simple application. You attach a few poems, and this happened back in January. And I remember I was very, very sick that day, but I had made it an incentive of mine to go and make this happen because I really wanted to work with Brendan, and I even recommended that I work with Brendan because I'd really, really enjoyed his work, and he also is a musician in The Fugitives, and I'm really interested in incorporating guitar musical elements into the performance of poetry. So I went and I did the audition, and it went well, and then we began in February, and it wasn't until probably a month ago that we all started meeting as the young poets actually started meeting. Outside of that, it had just been myself and Brendan and the other poets individually with the mentors. But then we all got together. We had this really great session where we just sat in my living room and tossed back and forth poems. And this was our creative process, a genesis, as it were. And a lot of stuff came out of that because we were able to pull similarities. We were able to sort of improvise on how this might look really good if we had a stage to throw it up on. So it's really theater poetry. I would describe it as nothing else than that. And we showed our what we have so far to the mentors last night, and they're surprised, pleasantly so, because they had expected it to be a whole bunch of individual poems with us stuttering over remembering the lines. And instead, what we've got is a really, really engaging, dynamic piece.
Great. So you mentioned a little bit the difference between text-based poems and spoken word poems, and it sounds like this is mostly a spoken word workshop, but how does that difference work out for you in your work?
Sure, yeah. Well, I would say that my introduction to poetry came through spoken word, if we're going to exclude some of the older dead poets that I read in the canon when I was in high school. And I've since taken to writing page poetry, and this was a problem that I thought might arise because I was in the spoken word program, and here I was busy writing page poems and being distracted and feeling like that was where my focus had been. But it's been really, really good, especially working with Brendan, who also has been sharing some of his own page poetry with me. And we've been able to sort of work on marrying the two together, as it were. And so I guess I'm going for more of a hybrid. I would say Brendan's spoken word pieces are very, very dense, and I think that they could do well. I know he does really, really well on the page outside of spoken word. But I think there's definitely a difference, and it is hard to marry the two, and each one really thrives on its own merits and its own style. But there's definitely room to play with them.
Great. So you have some pieces here to read for me today.
Yeah.
Either page or spoken word,
yeah.
Or both.
This is called Color Prints. Imagine your fingerprints were colors instead of invisible spiraling mazes, and each contact left color, and each person touched with a different one. Life, an unfurling canvas of fingerprint. What chaotic rainbows would surround us? What art would we create with our daily collisions? Bus poles would become totems. Money, the underbellies of tropical fish. Turnstiles would spin like Jackson Pollock masterpieces. Each instrument would bear the shade of its player. The burgundy cello, the teal microphone, the fuchsia syringe. Cities would become technicolor swamps. The overlapping human prints like a smear of squashed jelly beans on these artifacts of life. Whose colors would implicate? The murder scene painted blood and a husband's aquamarine? The specific blue of a thief sprawled against the cookie jar? Or the places you self-tattoo? The lawyer's purple forehead where she wrings out the daily stress? The cardinal red hips of an angry mother? The guilty green crotch of a teenager? And what would you paint during love? And would you hesitate endlessly before touching, conscientious like the artist who fears his mistake? How much weight would each gold finger stroke carry? And what would you cry when you lifted her dress and saw the foreign turquoise? And what would that color make you feel? When the night, like a con artist, hoodwinks the sun, and the sky opens a suitcase full of stolen diamonds, we will lie together while the sirens sing us lullabies. It's a casino out there, darling, but I'd rather build a home from the bedsheets and bet that the sun's a roulette ball landing eventually on dawn. Let's wager our bodies. I've got a feeling we can never lose.
Thanks for sharing all that, Adric.
Thank you for having me on the show, Julie.
So, Adric, tell me about this event that's coming up on Friday.
So, you're listening to 101.9 FM. This is CITR, the Morning After Show. My name is Osvaldo Perez.
Van Music and CITR presents the 10th anniversary of the Morning After Show on April 10th at the Legion on Commercial Drive, 2205 Commercial Drive. Doors open at 2 p.m. There'll be 11 bands. $10 advance tickets can be bought at High Life Records on Commercial Drive or through vanmusic.ca. You can also phone 778-862-1577. Playing at the show is Los Furios, Hawaiian Bibles, Los Malos, The Get Down, Michelle Carter-Lees, Sinister Black, The Rain in the Sidewalk, Tom Girl, Jess Hill, Mac Hunter, and the Aching Heart Foundation.
Yes, the Morning After Show is having a party this Friday. That's what that PSA was about.
having some technical difficulties here. Mercury is indeed in retrograde. This is something that I learned. What will happen is all of the electronic stuff that you have will screw up completely, as indeed has just happened. And I'm really sorry about that. I will be playing that the track that was in the background there in just a minute. It's by Shane Coizan. So you got to forgive me for this technical difficulties. It hasn't been this bad in a while, and I'm sure that it's the planet's fault, but this is all a reminder that we can't rely on our computers all too much. But the internet is back, so I do have my listings for you. The event that Adric was talking about is happening on April 10th, and that is called the Ignite Spoken Word Incentive, and that's going to be at the New Kulch Theatre, which is at Venables in Victoria. And he was talking a little bit about Brendan McLeod is the mentor he's working with, and he is in the band called The Fugitives with Barbara Adler. It's a spoken word music mix. And R.C. Wislowski, who's also a seasoned spoken word performer, is one of the others who is going to be involved in that. Okay, so some of the events that I didn't get a chance to talk about happening tonight, April 8th, at the Sylvia Hotel, which is 1154 Guildford. There is two poetry book launches, Marguerite Pigeon's Inventory, featuring 58 short object poems, and Fiona Tinway Lam's Enter the Chrysanthemum are both going to be launched, and that second one is a collection of poems about family, love, and loss. So that's at the Sylvia Hotel tonight. Also happening tonight, Wednesday, April 8th, Alliance for Arts and Culture, which is Suite 100 at 938 Howe Street, 7 to 9 p.m. Caroline Adderson with the Canadian Authors Association will be presenting a reading from her book, A History of Forgetting. Happening tomorrow, Thursday, April 9th, at UBC in the Irving K. Barber Learning Center, which is 1961 East Mall. It's going to be an evening of fiction reading by UBC Creative Writing Program writers. So I guess sort of my theme today was young poets. I wanted to sort of represent a little bit. We have this idea about teen angst poetry sometimes, but in my experience, some of the youth poetry that I've seen has been some of the most original and most beautiful, and I'm going to be getting back to that in a minute. Before I do, I'm going to go back to that track that just slipped in there without my knowing. That's a track by Shane Coizan. He's got a show going on right now. It's April 7th to the 11th. It's him and Jordan Nobles. Jordan Nobles is a new music composer, and Shane is a spoken word artist. That's happening 8 p.m. April 7th to the 11th at the Fire Hall Arts Center, which is 280 East Cordova, and tickets are between $22 and $30. So check out this track and see what you think.
They built a pawn shop right on the spot where the devil fell, because even when you're broke, you still got something you can sell. Hell, the guy up on the podium says he sells truth, but you can smell the politics on his breath. He's been doing too many shots of taxes and death. There's a guy on my street corner who says he sells freedom. He'll even give me the needles if I'm broke. If I need them, BC, I know what I'm missing, so I ain't gotta try it, because freedom ain't freedom if you gotta buy it. But I have no grand plan for the great escape. And even though I've got a pretty decent cape in my closet, when I rip open my shirt, there's no S on my chest. I'm no Superman, no adopted, bulletproof savior of the earth. I'm just like everyone else. us have to be slapped on the ass at birth, but for what it's worth, more like Clark Kent. A journalist of the humanities that tells it like it is, and right now I'm telling you, we live in a world where Darth Vader reminds us, this is CNN. But even Darth Vader stuttered when we heard about those kids who turned their school into a shooting range, and the whole world sat by like a baby in a shitty diaper, crying out for change. Dropouts with grade 2 reading levels that play Russian roulette with guns they found on their playground, whispering, "Don't worry. Even if it does happen, it'll take less than a minute because I guess the word funeral still has the word fun in it." And in order to reassure ourselves, we listen to people because people say people are getting better. People are okay. But if you look outside your window, the children aren't playing marbles or jacks. They're vengefully stepping on cracks to break their mother's backs when they can't have their way. Sure, people are getting better. People are okay. And we send our children running towards the future as if the future is going to be the place to be. And all we can see is the hope bleed out of their eyes as they look up to watch the airlines plummet from the skies, and they run past a young girl in a small cubbyhole of corroding cement because she doesn't run anymore. See, she's already dropped out of the race. And in case you couldn't tell just by looking at the lesions on her face, she hangs a cardboard sign around her neck that reads, "I have AIDS. Please leave me alone." And the kids pump more quarters into the phone and cry into the flat line of the dial tone. Mom and Dad say, "No, you can't come home."
It's alright.
Can't sleep.
It's okay.
I'm scared.
Ask me about tomorrow. Only here today. As for next week. As for next year,
you're gone.
The future, my regard.
I can't
know I'll be here.
They say people are getting better. People are okay. I can only say that none of this is okay. The world is not okay. And I'm no better than anyone else. I'm looking for answers, stumbling around in the dark, curling up like a question mark, because I don't know what to do. But I know you have to care about the world, because it doesn't care about you.
Shane Coizan. Again, his show is going on right now at the Fire Hall Theater. It's called We Were Here. In my opinion, I'll just put in this little comment about my opinion. I thought that was a really beautiful spoken worded music track. Sometimes I think that when music and poetry are set together, they fight. They're not complementary, and it can sound a little cheesy. But in that case, I thought it was really beautiful, and you should definitely check out his show, which is happening right now. Coming up next, some poetry. First, a public service announcement.
Join Team PowerSmart. Set an energy conservation target of 10%. You'll get access to tools to help you conserve, and you can track your progress online. Visit bchydro.com/teampowersmart to join today. This message brought to you by BC Hydro Power Smart and CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
So here we are. It's Wednesday. It's April 8th. It's CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. It's audio text. I'm on at a different time today, which is maybe partly why I'm getting flustered by these computer things that are in front of me. Normally the show is on at 6 p.m. every Wednesday, but never fear. You can always podcast it from CITR.ca, so do be aware of that. So, as I was saying earlier, I wanted to do kind of a youth-themed show today, and so the book that I've brought in for you, I normally bring in a work of Canadian poetry, talk a little bit about it, and just sort of explain what the poetry is and read a bit. The one I brought today is a little bit different. It's actually an anthology. It's part of the Tendril Anthology series by Cumulus Press, which has very sadly folded. It's a Montreal, it was a small Montreal publisher, and they folded a couple years ago. But the anthology is called Running with Scissors, New Poetry by 19 Young Writers. So the idea behind this anthology was getting some exposure for young writers who were under the age of 24. So they collected a few of the ones from the submissions that they got, and I'll just be reading a few of those. So these aren't all the same poet as usual, but they're all young. So listen up, see what you think. Maybe they have something to speak to you too. The first one's by Matt McLennan. Aesthetic, two versions. One, bit through the tufted skin of a kiwi, cracked lip, blood spills down the sliver of her mouth, the curve of her chin, a half moon turned red. She smiles in pinks and reds, I smile plainly. Legs lengthened from skirts until she could stand at a man's shoulder, soft outline receded to sculpted stomach, breast protruding to be dressed in lace and accidentally touched by the backs of hands. Lips pressed tight to hide teeth, insist she is purple and boring. Her eyes suspend, focus on a thought, erase me from this scene. I am small and happy. Name. Champagne roses, champagne, but we drink musty wine without a name. Scrawl green crayon on peach walls and plant a grove of orange trees in my bathtub because you like the smell. If you weren't afraid, I would lie in the curve of your smile, taste your voice, and feel your eyes as they glance off mine. I'd forget all my possibilities with a word. You laugh, watch me chase my shadow, remind me that stars don't hold up the sky, light doesn't drip, and tuck me in wet earth so I'll grow with dried flowers. These next two are by Joni Murphy. Tang. In summer, when I was 7, I wore my frog swimsuit like a uniform for my regiment of breaststroke and water ballet. In summer, when I was 7, the Olympians swept through foreign water, bringing in gold, silvers, and bronzes on TV. We drank Tang and cheered. In summer, when I was 7, my dad rubbed copper tone on my back instead of my mom's back because she moved to Mexico that summer. In summer, when I was 7, American armies overran some tiny evil empire. Was it Nicaragua? I wasn't interested then. In summer, when I was 7, I only stopped moving to slurp pineapple-flavored snow cones with Joe, whispered at him, they're getting a divorce. In summer, when I was 7, my dad and I would watch the high dive. When I got up, I'd leave a chlorine-scented spot on his knee, and he would leave a salt-flavored kiss on my head. Celebration. While my grandma watched the Berlin Wall tumble on the TV, Betsy and I made out in the bomb shelter. While we kissed, the taste of red licorice kept coming up in the conversation of our tongues. When I held the skin of her neck between my lips, her breathing quickened. My grandma exclaimed, somebody just split Stalin's head open. How sweet it is to live in this land of liberty, I thought, as Betsy slipped my sweater off and the chunks of the old regime crumbled to the ground. This one's by Luca Palladino. She still strides. She takes those steps as if she has walked all her life, and those steps have stride, they have stride, she's striding, and I am left here, here on this spot that has no stride, that has no steps, and the water is boiling, and the fridge stops humming, and the cat wants to go outside, and nobody dies, no bomb goes off, no test of the emergency broadcasting system, but she still strides away from me. Kyla Roll, the words you didn't say. I have soaked my skin in scalding scented water, then lotioned, perfumed, massaged it to perfection. You smell so good, you whisper, as if it were a big secret. I have lathered, rinsed, and conditioned my locks, then hot-curled, blow-dried, and gelled them to perfection. Your hair is naturally beautiful, you say, without a trace of doubt. I have manicured, I have pedicured, and I have steamed, then carefully painted and primped myself to perfection. Your complexion is flawless, you say, looking at me in wonder. I have sweated and disciplined in my body, then starved and squeezed it to perfection. You are so sexy, you say, in the middle of a passionate dance. I have convinced you of my beauty. From Anna Sikorsky. Yes, so maybe there is writing on my face like prepubescent graffiti. Maybe it shines eerily on my oily skin, but I can wipe it off just as quickly as you put it there. From Dominique Simoneau Ricci. Bound. You are unknown to my skin, your thoughts a complex string of emotions bound so tightly with no room to loosen. And here I sit, trying to wedge myself between the lines and circles secured with your mind, pulling at opposite ends, tightening the knot. Ravi Singh. Hurricane Night. The night is made a barren, forgiving meadow of the streets, like a black hurricane had passed, enrobing me in anonymity, quiet and deeply dark like the ice I stand on. Cracks have spread across the surface like a permanent lightning across a frozen sky. I pause to lie down, to stretch out like the lake with the moon reflecting in my eyes like a spotlight. This is my quiet chance to let myself in on all my secrets, to let my brain spill like an open cut not to heal too quickly so it scars. I stare in awe at the sky, gently scratched by stars that shine like there's a source of serenity, perfectly distilled in each one of them. You cannot take the night from within me. So again, that was a selection of young poets from the Tendril Anthology series entitled Running with Scissors, New Poetry by 19 Young Writers. The thing that I liked about reading that anthology is because there's such a diversity in those kinds of poems. You don't have to be an old, seasoned poet to do well at these kinds of, you know, at spoken word events or in an anthology or anything like that. Whatever you individually have to say is going to be valuable for that. And reading that poetry reminded me of something else that I wanted to mention, which is that last night, for the first time, I went to an event that has been going on for a while but that I had never heard of before. It's Foundation Radio. They have a not just poetry, music, hip-hop, drumming, everything, open mic kind of event every other Tuesday at Nyala, which is an Ethiopian restaurant on Main Street in 26. And it happens late. It doesn't really get started until maybe 11 o'clock, and then it just goes till it needs to stop, and it was amazing. It was a really magical night. So if you ever have something interesting, something new, something unique, something you're not sure you want to put out there because you think it's different, go check it out there. It's an amazing audience. You'll love it. So thanks for listening. This is Audio Text on CITR 101.9. Email me at audiotextcitr@gmail.com or check out my website, jcpeters.ca. Thanks again for listening.
I'll take the alleyway today. No need for streets. I just compete with other people. Walking side by side on sidewalks with their clocks all ticking simultaneously. That's where I'll be. Stick to the alleyways with me. There is a way, another way to go when I will take. But no one